Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, giving back to the next generation. That's what farmers can do this month, the traditional season for renewing farm vehicle tags.
When farmers renew their license plates in March, they have the option, it's not required, they have the option of making a $10 voluntary donation. That donation comes to the Department of Agriculture. We split it evenly three ways between the 4-H, the FFA, and the Kentucky Proud Program.
State Ag Commissioner James Comer, when taking office a few years ago, made a concerted effort to give this program the department's full attention, and with a little help from farmers, it's paying off.
Every year for the last 3 years, the number of dollars that come in has increased. The percentage of farmers that make that voluntary donation continues to increase. And that's because we've been transparent with the money. And the FFA and 4-H clubs have done a good job informing their local farmers of where the money's being spent.
Last year, the total donation amounted to just over $500,000. And with 4-H and FFA promotion, Comer commended the county clerk's offices across the state on the front lines, reminding farmers about the opportunity.
And I appreciate the county clerks across the state for going above and beyond to try to encourage farmers to make that $10 voluntary donation.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
The Ag Tag Program revenues, as mentioned, are split three ways among 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud, and in each county for the two youth groups, half of their third comes back to the county.
That's exactly right. 50% of what farmers donate in a particular county comes back to that county, to the local 4-H clubs and the local FFA chapters. The other 50% stays on the state level for state programs through the 4-H Foundation and the FFA Foundation.
Ag Commissioner Comer says that's particularly important these days as traditional funding sources for the two youth groups have changed.
These FFA chapters and 4-H clubs have to look for alternative ways to raise money to be able to go on trips to FFA camp and trips to the 4-H convention and things like that. So the AgTag program is a great way, and it's a very easy way for farmers to give back to show support for the next generation of farmers.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.